Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Hope you all had a great Easter holiday as you move on to another week. And additional guests open up with a very topical subject. Joining us is Jeff Smith. He is an associate to Michael Spencer. Michael Spencer is the author of the book that we're about to talk about is Democracy, the Nemesis, also of the Americans. We are joined by Jeff Smith via Skype from India. The book is published by Author House. I want to give you a website for the book. It's AmericaNemesis.wordpress.com. The book is available in paperback, hardcover and ebook. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Jeff, welcome. Welcome from India via Skype. It's nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having us, too.
Can you tell us something about the book? What unique ideas have been put forth in the book? You know, there are so many books out on politics. Why this one?
Yeah, happy to do that. So the book is named Is Democracy the Nemesis Also of the Americans? So, Stu, while the problems caused by democracy have been noted from Greek and Roman times, right to the founding fathers, we think that their true nature is not yet understood. So Mr. Spencer, the author, has presented a never-before analysis of a democracy. A few topics just as examples are how a republic erodes into a democracy, how democracy is a fertile ground for moral degeneration, how Protestant Christianity is a unique strength that contributed to the founding of America, but also the weakness that will lead to its fall in a multicultural society. And then how the Republicans have slowly but surely lost to the Democrats since Woodrow Wilson. Mr. Spencer brings in his experience as a consultant for United Nations in Iraq. He has called the United States the greatest emancipator in history. But he proves in the book that today, America has become the perpetrator of the biggest crimes against humanity because of her sponsorship of the super evil United Nations. And the book describes in depth the inevitable degeneration of American politics to that of a third world country, which we almost see today, the election cycle, with the Democratic Party nurturing a vote block based on distribution of freebies, Republican Party nurturing a vote block based on warmongering. And Mr. Spencer has actually introduced practical solutions for this problem for the first time. And you don't have to take our word for it. Visit the website of the book, AmericaNemesis.wordpress.com, and you can read some of the essays and a shortened version of the book.
We want to get into some of the proposed solutions by Michael Spencer. But how can you know, we look at the United States and the changing nature of it. We got the rise of the libertarian groups, the overwhelming wins in Congress the past two terms, the Tea Party. Why can't they halt the decline of America?
That's a really interesting question, Stu, and that's explored in depth in the book. So there are various types of, you know, libertarians, free market economists, objectivists, and so forth, who understand to various degrees that the government has infringed a lot on the economic and social freedoms, far beyond its constitutional authority. These groups have been referred to as individualists or, you know, hi-fi intellectual groups in the book. Now, democracy spawns, you know, multiple various issues for public debate. Most of these groups fight irreconcilably among themselves on the trivial issues of the day, but they're ignoring the fact that in spite of all their arguments and fights for many decades, effectively government control has gone on increasing in America and freedom has gone on decreasing. So they teach about capitalism, about complex things like man's rights, constitutional principles, but they do that only among the middle and upper classes, but never among the lowest strata, what Mr. Spencer has called as the Dole's vote bloc, and the political leaders of that bloc who used it for their vested interest. Now, many of these groups, enlightened groups, look down upon each other or look down upon Christians as their strongest enemies. In effect, they make small positive contributions, but they actually strengthen divisions in the middle classes, where unity against larger evil is badly needed. On the other hand, the collectivists or the Dole's vote bloc, so-called, are strongly united over their agenda of welfare and other government controls. You know, hence the slow but inexorable erosion and slide of the American Republic to what it is today. The book actually specifies conditions and guidance under which these groups can actually unite to halt the slide.
Jeff, Michael Spencer said that democracy is a fertile ground for moral degeneration. Specifically, what does it mean, and why are elected U.S. presidents now considered midgets compared to the founding fathers?
Again, so this is explored in depth in the book in a couple of chapters. One of the chapters is called Democracy as a Fertile Ground for Moral Degeneration. So what happens is, Stu, democracy compels politicians to get as many votes as possible, not only for winning, but even for political survival. In every society, the majority overwhelmingly resides at the bottom of the social pyramid. And to get their votes, you have to cater to their demands and their intellectual level. And, you know, degeneration starts with offering doles out of the common pot and then spreads to other many other superficial irrationalities like the show of nationalism, etc. That is the reason why the founding fathers, Mr. Spencer says, they would not have survived as politicians today. They are meant only for giving lip service and, you know, false eulogies. On the other hand, many outright liars, cheats, rogues have prospered in politics today. And finally, readers will be aghast when they read the description of how a typical Democrat president grabs money and power and, you know, achieves sainthood in the population by distributing honest Americans' looted money as welfare.
Well, why did Michael Spencer write this book analyzing American politics all the way from India? Is there a backstory that inspired him to write this?
Yes. So Mr. Spencer actually worked in Iraq as a consultant for the United Nations for a period of time. And there he experienced firsthand the looting of local Iraqis carried out by UN bureaucrats and the rampant racism, both racism by whites and reverse racism on whites inside United Nations. And then he's observed a similar pattern across the globe that the United Nations is perpetrating systematic corruption under the guise of welfare. And unfortunately, the blame is passed on to America. So Mr. Spencer actually has a troubled past where he has been a victim of repressive, ultra-religious upbringing in India and faced persecution in the society. So he has tremendous respect, actually, for the founding values of America and for individualist Americans. So he was shocked as to why would America sponsor such an evil organization like the UN. And that is where his writing on the topic began. And later, he interacted extensively with libertarians, Tea Partiers, and, you know, general Americans across the U.S. over the internet, and realized that the real enemy of America is not really Russia or Islamic terrorism or UN. It's a real enemy is the unwillingness of Americans to accept new ideas, some of which are put forth in the book that we are talking about.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't have much time, so I want you to get in. Michael Spencer has certainly defined the problems well. What are the solutions that he's proposing for the problem of democracy?
Yes, so, you know, the end state is very clear to a lot of people. It is the implementation of the original Constitution of the U.S. in letter and spirit, inclusive of the initial amendments, what Mr. Spencer is calling as the greatest political document in mankind's history. But, you know, that is not as easy said, because if it were easy, it would have already been done. It needs one very difficult thing, that the individualist Americans join hands, which, as anyone can see today, has become impossible due to the multiple groups in the society. So this is the most important part of Mr. Spencer's writing and the solutions introduced in the book, that the basis and the conditions on which, you know, these people, the individualists, the enlightened people, can join hands while retaining their own specific agendas, retaining their own specific book, but fight against the greater evil.
All right. In conclusion, you got about a minute here. Michael Spencer says that Protestant Christianity was a strength and now it's a weakness for America. You got just a very brief time to answer that.
Yeah, I'll do that quickly. So the book shows that the typical American virtues of, you know, self-reliance, individual achievement, and so on, have their root in the Protestant emphasis on individual salvation, as against, you know, the Catholic emphasis on submission of ego to the priest. This is also the reason why people say there's a high level of honesty in general in American society, due to which democracy has so far worked much better than some of the countries, third world countries, despite the assaults of various irrational philosophies like Immanuel Kant. But the weakness of Protestant Christianity is the simultaneous and contradictory emphasis on self-reliance as well as altruism and charity, because of which they cannot really principally oppose the Democrats' agenda of welfare. And yeah, I think this point is explored again in depth in the book. So,
all right. Great job. And give our best congratulations to Michael Spencer. A very insightful, thorough book that makes a lot of sense. Is Democracy the Nemesis Also of the Americans? Michael Spencer, author house, the publisher. Jeff Smith, thank you so much for joining us from India this morning.
Thanks, too, and I urge everyone to visit the website, americanemesis.wordpress.com, to read for themselves. Thanks
all
a lot
right.
for having us.
All right, we're going to move on. Change the subject. This is Stu Taylor.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry and get pre-finished solid bamboo from 149. Plus wood look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents and pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale ends Thursday, so visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
All right, a total change of subject here, and I'm keeping with the interests of diversity, not the kind of diversity I usually object to. Joining us right now is Charles Tichy. It's spelled T-I-C-H-Y, another very talented author of the book, Sims Redux. The book is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com. BarnesandNoble.com. It's available in paperback. And Charles, welcome to the show. Congratulations.
Thank you. By the way, the title is a mispronunciation. It's Redo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. My error, R-E-D-U-X, pronounced Redo. All right. Every once in a while that'll happen. Give us the significance of the title and what it means.
Sims Redo means, in the old days, Sims was referred to as semi-professional football. Redo, in Latin, means again. So it means an event of semi-professional football again.
Okay, nice to learn something every day. What's the book about and why did you write it?
Oh, my goodness. first, a little bit about me. Many years ago, in the 70s, early 70s, I played semi-professional football for the old Long Island Chiefs, which happened to be a subsidiary of Kansas City Chiefs at the time. And in those days, semi-professional teams were behaved more or less as semi-professional baseball teams, and you know they fed off of each other. Not so much today, but anyway, that's besides the point. What happened was, by the way, I'm also an adjunct instructor at the local community college. And one day after class, at the first class, first session, this was in August a few years ago, I got through with the syllabus as I usually do for the first session. And what happened was everybody was filing out, you know, really happy. And this one great, big, extraordinarily husky fella came up to me and said, Dr. Tichy, I'm going to have to miss a few classes because I'm trying out for the local professional football team here in Omaha. And I got right on him right away, and I went right up to him, and I said, Brad, I said, I read the same article in the Omaha World Herald, and tryouts are on Saturday. We meet Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then he said, okay. And he went out. I did not want to really laugh and right in front of his face, but by the time I got out into the parking lot, I lost it. I was hysterical by the time I got home, and I started thinking about it. You know, I told my wife, and I was still laughing. And finally, I just glided over to the computer, and I began stamping out this story. And within a week, I had it.
I'm sorry. Within a week, you had the story.
Yeah, within a week, I had it finished. You know.
All right. So, what's the hook, if I can use that terminology? The hook of the book. There's certainly a message in here.
Okay. Well, it's when I sign at book signings, when I sign it, I say, set your dreams and. Set your goals and seek your dreams. And it's designed, well, the hook is that for us who are older people, I'm talking about 60, 65 years and older, we always dream about reliving parts of our lives. And that's what happens. Chapters 2, 3, and 4 are true. Then after that is dream on. And that's the hook, because, you know, I talk to my wife, and I tell her that I'm going to, because I visualize this boy playing football, and again, and I get that urge, and that's how the story goes. I actually go and try out for the team, and you know, in Omaha here, and it turns out quite interesting, because you know, I in the locker room I have to kind of disguise myself because I have a little bit of gray hair, and I wear a towel over my head most of the time. I get that, you know, the helmet on my head, so you know. And but I do okay. That's the story.
It's an interesting twist and an interesting reaction to an event that happened. What differences do you see, if you can indeed make comparisons, to kids, college players, students back in those times and today? Has the culture changed that significantly?
Does the what change?
Has the culture changed that significantly?
Counselor, did you say?
Culture, C-U-L-T-U-R-E.
C-U-L.
Culture.
Oh, the culture. Oh, okay.
Right.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
Well, absolutely not. You know, it's the same, you know, and it's just that desire to relive, you know, your dream again. And, you know, with the with our culture, the increasing population are we who are in that age bracket, 65 and older, and it's increasing. And I'm sure that age bracket would love to read this story. And well, anyone who has that dream to go out and you know, live your life the way you want it, maybe even again, and, you know, try out and, you know, do your best again. And what's also interesting about this book is that once I wrote it, I learned all about publishing. And I learned as an editor for the cover, an editor for the back page, and I, oh my goodness. And then they decided that they wanted some pictures. Okay, that was at that point in time. They needed some photos. So they sent me couple of pictures of this old man. He must have been 102. They put a football helmet on him, and they said, well, this is going to be your cover. I got a little upset. I called them right up.
We're going to have to hold this for them to buy the book. By the way, it's a great cover. I want people to get it. It's Sems Redux, SEMSREDUX by Dr. Charles Tichy, T-I-C-H-Y. It's published by Tate Publishing.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719. Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hey, this is Alan Dershowitz, and boy, did I just have a treat. I spent an hour with Stu Taylor on business. We weren't talking only about business. We were talking about life and philosophy and schmoozing. What a great talk show. You know, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the talk shows that one listens to these days, but Stu Taylor really knows how to ask a question, and I really had a good time.
All right, we are back. This is Stu Taylor, and lots of stuff going on in the political scene, and most of it to me is unnerving and unsatisfying, both on the Republican and the Democrat, and although I must admit I'm getting some pleasure, who would have ever thought that the day would come, or I would say I'm getting some pleasure out of seeing socialist slash communist smack Hillary Clinton right in the face, smack anyone in the face, really. But and Bernie Sanders, I can assure you, is not my choice. And if you talk about Trump not becoming president of the United States, we still don't know that. But Bernie Sanders can't become president of the United States. And yet he did a hatchet job on Hillary Clinton in three states, in Hawaii and Utah, coming up in Arizona, coming up here in Wisconsin, New York, all these states ahead in the Midwest and in the East. You're going to see a real threat here. And if it weren't for these super delegates, this nonsense, this contrived, made-up political system, you would you'd have a completely different outcome here. And the other aspect of this is what's come out is that there are likely to be some indictments coming out with 147 FBI agents working on the case. I don't think there's anybody out there who doubts that this case won't be suppressed. And it won't be, it'll never proceed beyond Barack Obama and Loretta Lynch because they're not going to have it. You know, there's this unholy marriage between the two. They each got the beans on the other, and therefore they're each kissing each other's butt. That is Hillary and Barack Obama. I don't know how long this charade can continue. It isn't even debatable. Someone said to me the other night, well, let's debate. I said, what is there to debate? I used to debate, for those who followed my shows for years, I used to debate furiously and with a lot of emotion. And I would have great, great respect for the view of the other side. I don't have any of that now. It just does not exist. And the reason it doesn't exist is that game over. Conclusions are in. But the American people aren't entirely convinced, and therein lies the problem. You can look at what's happened, and with Trump's ineffectual social behavior and lack of knowledge on a global level, and I'm not here to deny it. I have said many times, I'll say it right now, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Daffy Duck, any of them run against Hillary Clinton, I vote for anybody. So kind of forced into a situation where even though I have a visceral support for Donald Trump, a business support for Donald Trump, the fact that he'll take the bull by the horns, I believe, and put the right people in place. Anybody who thinks I'm entirely comfortable about this is grossly mistaken, in the same way that my opinion of Ted Cruz, even though I'm going by principles and ideology here, it's somewhat been eroded or tarnished with the mutual behavior that's been going on. Donald Trump has a way of stirring the pot. So either you get in it and you end up looking stupid like Marco Rubio, or you don't say anything and you end up nowhere. A little late for John Kasich and his Mr. Good Guy politics. Problem is, Trump and Cruz are destroying each other.
And the real problem is I'm beginning to reinvigorate my theory about Donald Trump when I came on here months and months and months ago and said, does he really want to win this? Is he in it? And then, oh, my goodness, I'm winning everywhere. I've got to be serious about it. Has he now realized that he's gone along so far he can't pull out of this? So what is he looking for in his battle with Ted Cruz, or as he calls him, Lion Ted Cruz? I mean, it's really beneath the dignity of the office. But here we go again. Everybody says, well, how can you vote for him? How can you vote for, I mean, now, first of all, I would vote in a second for either one of them, but how can you vote for Ted Cruz? And I'll say for the 1,000th time, because I don't seem to be making enough impact with all of the people out there, that it is a choice. You got a choice to make. You got Hillary Clinton right now, where the process is now, as I mentioned, being expedited in terms of potential indictments coming with Uwe Habedin, Cheryl Mills, those above them in the league. I mean, above her below Hillary Clinton, but higher up from most people in this political chain. What does this mean? It seems to mean that the FBI doesn't want an outright dismissal of this case, and yet the evil powers of government right now, and that starts with Barack Obama and goes down through Loretta Lynch, and then certainly the rest of the Democrat establishment, don't want this to proceed. What do you do at this particular late point if the Republicans have a contested convention and Hillary Clinton gets indicted? And all I can do is picture her in that orange jumpsuit. She, you know, Hillary Clinton's never looked good. Oh, man, would she look good in an orange jumpsuit. Oh, you know, the old stripes they used to have back in the prisons of the 20s and 30s. You know, those chain gangs? Love to see her on a chain gang. So there's disarray that I have not witnessed in my life on the political scene on both sides. There are no guarantees. Bernie Sanders isn't officially dead yet. He's done at times a remarkable job, but other times he's dropped the ball by not going after Hillary and made huge mistakes by not chasing her down on the email controversy. Lots more information coming out on the emails. The blame being deflected to the fact that, you know, Colin Powell used this. It doesn't hold any water. Did he use it? Under what circumstances? This is a flagrant abuse of power. In my estimation, not being a lawyer, I think Hillary Clinton has committed treason. Not being a lawyer, I think Barack Obama has committed treason. Neither of these will ever mean anything, because nothing will ever happen. Otherwise, there would have been an impeachment 6.5 years ago. I mean, that's how horrific things are. We have a precarious situation going on all over the world. Look at Pakistan, over 300 killed, or injured, over 60 killed. Another suicide bomber. Well, it's not stopping, folks. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And while that's going on, you've got Hillary who wants to stay out of the fray, really stay out of making opinions, because Hillary only goes the same way the wind goes. And then on the other side, you've got Trump and Cruz at each other's throats, and I'm disappointed in Ted Cruz doing this. Yes, I realize a personal attack on his wife constitutes something. I can't tell you how much of the garbage that's come out on Trump has been contrived. Doesn't matter. Trump's reaction to it is unfathomable. Is he trying to lose before he gets out there against Hillary? The behavior is bizarre. And I don't want to keep saying this, but I have spoken with Hope Hicks as recently as last Thursday. She has told me that she will have Donald Trump appear on the show. I don't want to say it here every day, because if he doesn't show up, there's a little loss of credibility on my part. I'm only echoing my conversation that the Trump campaign has contacted me. This was Easter weekend. Trump, of course, has a brand new baby grandson. And everything pretty much has been on hold until today. A lot of strange happenings going on. While our tangoing president and our baseball fan, who knows very little about baseball, maybe a little more about tangoing, embarrasses the United States, embarrasses the world, embarrasses himself. But it doesn't matter when you're a sociopath. You can't embarrass yourself. Because it doesn't matter what he does. He does it every single day. He says, well, he's never really been an expert when it comes to optics. That's when we had the American beheading, and then we had him out there on the golf course moments later. It happened in San Bernardino. He's off to Hawaii on vacation. He's off playing golf. He's off on campaigns. He's off on vacation. He has either an incredible lack of sense of timing, and apparently no one in his staff. There's got to be somebody there with some common sense on public relations from what I've seen of that PR staff. I don't know where it would possibly come from Paul Begala all the way down. Not Paul Begala. Cross that out. Take the rest. He's attached to Hillary, but I'm sure he's backing Obama as well. This is Stu Taylor. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under $1. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry and get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook, tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents and pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale ends Thursday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today. Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under $1. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry and get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook, tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents and pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale ends Thursday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive. And I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Phyllis Schlafly, and I did an interview with Stu Taylor, and he really knew how to ask the questions. It was a great interview. I appreciate him reading my new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom.
It's actually a pretty good segue, Phyllis. Schlafly, the female founder of the Conservative Party. Love Phyllis. She's over 90, still writing books. In fact, we had her on here a couple of months ago. Still out there. God bless you, Phyllis Schlafly. You're one of my favorite people. And the subtitle of her book, the book before this recent one, I can't quite put my finger on that, the name of that, is Obama's War on Christianity. Well, there was one convenient thing that this guy in the White House, and it's just story after story after story. Pretty soon, as Dinesh D'Souza says, don't you connect the dots? Come on. If you're out there and you're alive and you're breathing and you see the news and you hear the news, I mean, come on, stop being in denial. He failed to mention that there was an attack, that the attack was upon Christians. Oh, he'll mention it if the attack is on Muslims, but not against Christians. It's so blatantly obvious. It's like the nose in your face. And yet, people choose to ignore it. Donald Trump had an interview with David Sanger of the New York Times. A very good interviewer, David Sanger. Very smart guy who kept with the follow-up questions. You know, you try to... I'm just being objective here. I'm not coming on here and kissing anybody's rear end. Told you I vote for Donald Trump. I'll take the chance. I know he loves this country. He knows how to make deals. I'm a businessman on the smallest micro scale to Donald Trump, so I'm not comparing myself to him. The message is I understand what it is to be an entrepreneur. I've been one all my life. I understand his apparent and I think overdone comments against women, people he doesn't like, comments about their looks, insulting names. I don't like it. I don't like it. It's very unpresidential. And yet, he says things that nobody else would say and nobody can buy him. I mean, it obviously means a lot. But even if you have second thoughts and you see these fights continue to proceed as we go through the primaries, and you gain more and more of an understanding about a politician, and you can analyze them all after it's all over, and it's useless for me to analyze Carly Fiorina and Marco Rubio and Chris Christie. Boy, has Chris Christie made himself look bad, by the way, just looking like a chump to Trump. And also how people perform under pressure. But David Sanger's interview with Trump was pretty revealing because he tried to scrape through the surface. You can't really do that. I will try to do it in my interview if I get it with Donald Trump. You just can't do it because it's just sometimes it's stylistically impossible to deal with someone because they're so adept at I'm not talking about Trump, but either lying or getting around questions or not knowing the answers, which is more accurate in terms of what I'd say about Trump. He really showed an amazing dearth of lack of information about America and its battle against countries like, we're battling everybody, folks. I'm telling you, we've made ourselves battle Israel because of the guy in office. But Japan, you know, let him have his nuclear bomb. Let Taiwan have one. I mean, you know what that's going to do in the South Seas? Let's shove everything down Saudi Arabia's throat so that we're not dependent upon them at all. Well, you have to really think of the repercussions in terms of where Saudi Arabia will go in terms of where their allies will be in this world war against terrorism. This isn't as simple and as emphatic and as definitive as Donald Trump makes it out to be. It's just that what he's done has worked, so I guess to keep on doing it is tremendous emphasis, and I have a strong emphasis on military people. I think he has a very strong emphasis on having military people in control. You know, we talked about if Mexico gives us crap. You know, I don't think Mexico wants to get this. I'm paraphrasing this. A military confrontation. We never talked about a military confrontation. The demonstration is strength. But you know, in many cases during that conversation, all you have to do is Google the New York Times interview with Donald Trump. And you'll see that there really appears to be a general unawareness of answers. Now, you want to contrast that to politicians who give the same standard answers and do nothing. And what's the result? The result is nothing. I guess you could almost say the result will be something here. And are you willing to take the chance by having that something happen? And I'm getting so frustrated and so angry that I'm certainly willing to take the chance. But is there anything to think about with Hillary Clinton as the potential president of this country? So I got two choices. Forget this stuff about a third world party. And I say even forget it about a brokered convention. Who are you going to get it in? Some slug like Paul Ryan or John Kasich? I supported Ryan until he changed colors. I supported John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, until he changed colors. I could go up and down on the list of Republicans who have just sold out. I don't know if Trey Gowdy's so much sold out as he just lost that tough guy attitude that says, we're going to succeed. We're going to get Hillary. We're going to get Lois Lerner. Couldn't do it. Trey Gowdy's disappeared. I don't know where the courage and the convictions lie within the Republican Party, but I can tell you, I'm scared to death because the stakes are high and our enemies, yes, fundamental Islam, ISIS, Iran, what's now dominating Iraq and Libya, Pakistan, they're everywhere. And not only are they coming to the United States of America, they're here. You know what they say when you do radio? Don't intimidate the listeners. Well, if I intimidate you, there's nothing I can do about it. It's the truth. It's frightening. It's gone beyond what we could expect. And everybody on the left wants to just let the interests of diversity and human rights, illegals, without even vetting them, flood into this country. The answer is no. Trump, I agree, is right on that. So is Ted Cruz. Now, you can talk about save the whales or abortion or women's rights and all these other issues. I'm sorry, folks. Number one is the safety and security of the United States of America, because without achieving that, nothing else matters. Everything will go by the board because we'll have the flag of ISIS or the flag of Iraq over our White House. Think about it. Get off your self-righteous high horse and deal with practicality, because the threat is out there and the threat is real. And you bet I'll roll the dice with either Trump or Cruz. I'll take either one of them. Pleasure having you all listening. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.